Protests are occurring tonight in uptown Charlotte one night after a CMPD officer shot and killed 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott in North Charlotte. Police in riot gear are on the streets uptown working to control the crowds. Tear gas has been used tonight. WFAE has multiple reporters downtown at this time, including Tom Bullock, who is at the epicenter. Tom, good evening.
Evening, Mark. And the scene down here is a little chaotic right now. I am actually at the corner of South College and East Trade, where protesters are face-to-face with police in riot gear. They have their shields and batons. Earlier, they walked down East Trade banging their shields with their batons to try to move this crowd out. And instead, the protesters came and met them face-to-face. I've seen a couple of skirmishes. I have seen a couple of bottles of water thrown at the officers. As of right now, though, it is still holding, but it is very tense down here. And this is after this crowd was already tear gassed.
Tom, can you describe the size of the crowd?
It's hard to say, Mark, because they're spread out over a large area. But realistically, we're talking, I would say, hundreds, if not close to 1,000 people. And what this is the crowd is growing, and it's moving back and forth, kind of undulating between different spots near the epicenter, because there are multiple lines of police riot gear, and some of them seem to be bouncing back and forth in between to see what's going on at each site.
Tom, throughout the day, we reported on the contrasting narratives surrounding yesterday's police shooting. Are the protesters, in addition to chants and that sort of thing, are they conveying anything about what they are specifically upset about?
No. Honestly, Mark, and I cannot confirm this myself, so I hope our listeners will realize that I'm just saying what the protesters have told me. But when I first arrived on scene, an entrance to the Omnia Hotel was blocked off by riot police. That's when they started tear gassing the crowd. The crowd told me that officers had shot an individual there. Now, I cannot, again, confirm that. This is just what the protesters are telling me. But that is what they're talking about. And they see it, whether it happened or not. This crowd believes it happened, and it definitely ratcheted up tension.
All right. Well, Tom, thank you for the information that's available right now. And it sounds like a very fluid situation.
I think that's a fair way to put it, yes.
All right, that's WFAE's Tom Bullock. He's reporting live from Uptown Charlotte at this time, where, as you heard, police and protesters are on the streets. Police in riot gear, tear gas has been used tonight. There are unconfirmed reports of perhaps an injury occurring in the midst of that, but we'll leave that there at this time until we have more confirmation. We do have additional reporters on the streets uptown continuing to follow this situation tonight. As we've been reporting throughout the day, and as I alluded to a moment ago, there have been strongly conflicting narratives or accounts of what happened yesterday being put forth by the police versus accounts being put forth by family members and neighbors in the area of North Charlotte where the shooting occurred yesterday. And also, several media organizations late today posted a statement which is indicated to be from the wife of the shooting victim, Keith Scott, her name Rekia Scott. And that statement reads in part, "My family is devastated by the shooting death of my husband, Keith." Describes him as a loving husband, father, brother, and friend who will be deeply missed every day. "As a family, according to this statement, we respect the rights of those who wish to protest, but we ask that people protest peacefully. Please do not hurt people or members of law enforcement, damage property, or take things that do not belong to you in the name of protesting." This statement from the wife of Keith Scott continues by saying, "After listening to remarks made by Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Putney today, we have more questions than answers about Keith's death. Rest assured, we will work diligently to get answers to our questions as quickly as possible." WFAE will continue to follow this story, providing updates as appropriate.